born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. It's Tuesday evening. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My first guest this evening going out on the phone to Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt, who is the LCC Provost and the Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs. Good evening, Doctor. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. Wanted to talk to you. A meeting last week caught my attention as the LCC, Lansing Community College, of course, board had okayed some course changes. You and I had discussed this a little bit earlier in the year and wanted to kind of catch up on where we were at this point in some changes coming to the classes at Lansing Community College.
Well, thank you. First of all, the board acted on some of the recommendations that we made back in February, but not all of them. Simply because they didn't want to act on everything all at once, so it was a lot to consider at one meeting. So they did act on some of them. Most of them were fairly not too exciting. things like we merged a couple of programs into one. We merged religion and philosophy into an existing interdisciplinary humanities program. So although the courses will stay, the separate programs will not. But that was not particularly controversial. One of the things that they did do was to eliminate our current office systems program, which we've had for a long time. And we are going to streamline a program within the business program and have a more streamlined curriculum and not have all the courses and the content that we have right now. So those were a couple things. One other thing they did was to move some of our fitness courses to community ed from the credit side. So those were the big things that they did.
Well, and that's, I guess, one of the things that got some folks' attention was moving some things, as you just mentioned, like with fitness and so forth, from being able to get credit for these classes to not getting credit. Was that just a kind of realigning the importance.
No.
But where these things belong and putting them in the right categories?
We think that's part of it. Part of it is also trying to market some of these in a different way to our community. Remember, we serve our community both on the credit side and on the personal enrichment, personal interest side. And so some of this was looking at trying to expand our fitness offerings on the personal enrichment side. So it was really a combination.
What about some of the things that got attention when we spoke before? We talked about eliminating some classes and some programs. One of the ones that did catch a lot of attention was eliminating auto repair and collision programs, the flight school, that kind of thing. And those aren't quite on the agenda yet.
No, and they may be on next month's agenda. But remember, on the auto side, we didn't propose completely eliminating it. We proposed changing the curriculum, changing the delivery format, and really focusing on our attention on training technicians that are needed in today's workplace. Interestingly, in many of our auto classes, we have a combination of students. We have some who are there sort of for personal interest to work on their own cars, and some who really want to go. They want that to be their career. They want to go get a job as an auto technician. And it makes it a little challenging sometimes to really move those students through at a certain level. It's a level they need to really be a professional technician. And so we're looking at realigning that curriculum, changing the way we teach the content, but not eliminating the auto tech program itself.
Well, and when we did speak before, Dr. Shanblatt, we did talk about the fact of taking a look at so many programs and perhaps all of the programs and looking at where the best opportunities are when you finish with these classes and programs at Lansing Community College.
That is true. One of the things that we do consider when we look at whether we think we should continue a program that we have had for many years is, are there jobs in our region? Are there jobs in our state? And, you know, how is it serving the economic revitalization of the mid-Michigan area? And that's an important consideration for us.
The ones that are considered, and I'm not trying to belabor the eliminating part.
No, it's important.
Because that's what folks are, mm-hmm. are talking about. Mm-hmm. And if they're in those programs, of course, it's of a concern to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of talked about the criteria a bit. But you're also talking about just scaling back some others. And is this part of kind of a looking at the whole and I guess the phrase best practices is out there a lot these days,
yeah,
and
yes.
It kind of seems like maybe that fits.
I think it does in this case. We're really trying to, in some cases, now, you know, if we're proposing that a program actually be closed, that's one conversation. But when we're talking about refocusing a program and trying to, you know, target it and make sure that we're really preparing students to enter the workforce, that's different, and it may mean scaling back on the number of different classes we offer and just being more purposeful in what we do offer to these students and a little more targeted approach. We call them promising practices.
I like that phrase.
What may be best for someone else may not be best for us, but that's a way to capture the notion that that could well work here.
Is LCC changing its focus at all, do you think, through some of this or just, you know, realigning it?
No, I really don't think we're changing our focus. We're certainly not changing our mission. We still have, you know, a very strong commitment to post-secondary career education and training, as well as to the transfer side in terms of preparing students to transfer to a four-year school to get a bachelor's degree. Those two core functions will remain very strong at the college. And what we simply need to do is to make sure that the career programs that we're offering are in line with today's economy and the reality of where Michigan is today.
Well, and the reason I ask that, it had come up in an article that the Cindy Stone, president of the faculty, had, mm-hmm. had questioned that, whether it was changing from vocational courses and programs and certifications to only being a transfer college.
I don't think that at all. I think we have very strong vocational programs. And, in fact, in some areas, we're trying to grow those. In our new design and building construction program, you know, we just opened a new utility center training program on the West Campus. That's brand new. That is, you know, very much what I would call a vocational training program. And we just started it. But we know there's a significant need out there in the workplace. So we are not moving away from that commitment at all. We think it's a very important role that we play in the college. I mean, our health career programs are vocational programs.
Go ahead.
We're not scaling back those.
Yep, just making it appropriate for what society and the workforce demands today.
Correct.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate your time so much. They're taking a look at this again in mid-May, I guess
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yes.
And we'll continue to follow along. I appreciate your time to catch us up to speed on what's happening at Lansing Community College. It's a great school. Both of my daughters have gone there. So
great.
I love it.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Dr. Stephanie Shanblad, who is the LCC Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs. Don't forget, folks, also the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, voting on the $4 million proposal that came out of Lansing City Council. So we just wanted to remind people, and CATA is offering free rides if you show your voter registration card to any of the polls today as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.